Love that. I'm Avi Wolfman Aaron.
And I'm Cherry Gregg. And welcome on into the Studio 2 Holiday Extravaganza. This is our holiday party. And to mark the occasion, we decked out the studio. We have pine laurels, holly, fairy lights. And look at this, some pretty convincing fake snow. Look at that.
I'm almost
cold,
tricking myself into thinking it's cold. And we are so lucky, Cherry, because joining us live at the piano today is the one and only Adam Wiener. Now,
yay!
Adam.
Hello.
Hello, Adam. So people might know, Adam normally leads the band Low Cut Connie, but he is here today as our honorary Studio 2 Holiday Band Leader. Season greetings, Adam.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. I listen to you guys all the time. I hear your beautiful voices, and now
aww,
I see your beautiful faces.
And now you're the vibe master, so that's good.
You know what? Even though it's only 12 o'clock, we are going to make this place feel like Saturday night, 10 p.m. party time.
Because that's usually when your gigs are. People haven't seen a Low Cut Connie show. Like, it's
in the middle of the day, yeah.
That's in the middle of the day is not really your thing.
It's not usually, but for you guys, I made an exception. And we
appreciate that.
I know we're going to have fun.
And for you, we made an exception and brought in this wonderful piano. It's built in 1909. How is it treating you, Adam?
This is a beautiful, beautiful piano. It's much nicer than what I usually play.
Oh.
Ooh.
I usually play junkers.
By design.
And that's partially because I beat them up and I climb all over them and my sweat is all over them and they get ruined.
Okay.
But today I'm going to behave myself to some degree.
And we're
going to
have you putting some stank on all the holiday
okay,
music.
Cherry Gregg. You say so.
By the way, do you guys know how people celebrated Christmas in 1909?
I don't. You're going to tell. Avi, break it down.
I don't know either. I was just
Man,
I'm nervous.
I thought we were gonna
I'm nervous.
And I know, because it's a holiday party.
It's a holiday party, and I'm used to hosting a radio show, but not a holiday party. And I feel like I don't have like the Martha Stewart touch.
And it's okay. By the way, if you are listening at home, you're part of the party. What do you love or hate about holiday parties? You can email us, studio2@whyy.org. But let me tell you.
I need some advice.
I have somebody.
Okay.
The perfect person. R. Eric Thomas.
The R. Eric Thomas?
The R. Eric Thomas, advice columnist for Asking Eric. I invited him here because he can give us advice.
So he's going to come before the party really
yeah,
starts.
Yeah, he's here early. He's going to talk to us, and he's going to give you all the advice so you can calm down and be a great host, because I know you can.
You know, actually, Cherry, I think I see him over by the poinsettias. Eric.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you? I brought a white elephant gift, and I've already started drinking.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear about my plight? Like, I'm very nervous about hosting a holiday party. That's just not the role I see myself in. What's a piece of advice you would give to someone?
For a host.
For a new holiday host. Something, an easy thing maybe I could do or say just to calm myself down.
Well, remember that everybody wants to be there. Nobody's going to RSVP to a party they don't want to. Well, okay, sometimes people do go to parties.
They don't want to
keep it real.
Under duress, company holiday party.
Mm-hmm.
But
the WHYY company holiday party today, by the way.
By the way.
Everyone wants to be there.
Yeah,
let's just
put that
disclaimer.
Oh, yeah. We all want to be here.
We all want to be here.
So everybody wants to be there. Remind yourself of that. But are there some big do's or don'ts that you have if you're the host of a party for the holidays?
Yeah, one of my big things when I host parties is I make sure to think through all the lines of communication. People want to know where do I put my coat? Where do I put my shoes?
The coats,
is this a shoes on or shoes off house? Where's the bathroom? I actually like to put up a little sign at the front door. I'm a little bit type A about it, but I don't want anyone to have any sort of anxiety about asking questions. Can I open this door? Should I rummage through your medicine cabinet? I put a sign on my medicine cabinet.
Like, do not open.
No, I say, go ahead, take a look.
Okay, I was about to say.
You want to know what's wrong with me? Maybe. Let's take a look. I also, one year, I hosted a New Year's party, and I had name tags at the front door, and I asked a prompt question. I said, what is one thing that you should be celebrated for this year? And I asked people to write it on their name tag. And it made for great conversation. A bunch of people didn't know each other, but it started the conversation. So even if you don't want to do a tag, just sort of saying, oh, hey, Bill, you should meet Sharon because you both grew up in Montana. discuss, you know, one of those sort of.
And that kind of helps another thing, like people who feel weird when you have people around you that you don't know, you don't know how to have that conversation, but you do that. And so what are some big don'ts? Because, Avi wants to make sure that he definitely doesn't.
I'm more worried about
things.
The landmines, you know?
Yeah. Like,
I don't want to mess up.
Both his feet when the party's over. You know, stepping on no landmines. Yeah.
Well, I think reading the room, people say no politics. There are some parties where all people want to do is talk about politics.
Sure.
But you shouldn't read the room. If you don't know most of the people in the room, or if you're hosting the party and you know that there's going to be a real mix of opinions or attitudes, making sure that you set the tone and tell people, even in advance, hey, this is what we're trying to do with this party. Set some ground rules in a gentle way. Even on the party full, you can say, like, hey, what we want to do with this party is we really want to celebrate each other. We want to talk about the great things in the year. I hope you'll bring your cheeriest self.
Yeah.
So that's a big don't, is sort of don't misread what's going on here. Another don't is, mind your P's and Q's. And by that, I mean, the Pilsners and the, I'm trying to think of a Q and I couldn't think of one. Should have worked on that on the cab over.
I thought of one, but I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say
it. Nope, this is public radio. Don't overserve yourself.
Yes.
It's when there's a punch bowl and there's eggnog and it's warm. It's really easy to get yourself a little loosey goosey. Just mind yourself.
Don't
drink too much.
Now, when it comes to gift giving, we know what Adam wants, a new piano, because he goes through about one a month. That's right, Adam.
Laying all over and sweating all over the piano.
Do you want instruments as gifts?
I was busy looking up an alcohol beverage starting with the letter Q.
All right, we'll get back to Adam on this. But by the way, let us know when you get one. But let me ask you though about gift giving, and because I love giving a good gift, but I'm not all that good at it. It feels amazing when you land one.
Mm-hmm.
What are your basic tips for finding and giving a great gift?
Well, I stress a lot about gift giving because sometimes I think, I don't know my loved ones well enough, or I've one of my best friends loves to make bread, but like every year I'm giving him a bread basket. Like,
you can only do that once,
only
twice.
So many times, So sometimes you release the expectation of finding the perfect gift and just find something that delights you. There's some things in my house I would never have bought for myself. I didn't really think about it. And yet someone's like, I really like this hand soap. I really liked this this little lamp.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll like it too. If they don't like it, it is okay. You're not going to jail.
One of my girlfriends gave me the best mascara. Mm. And she just gave, it was like a little gift, but I love it. By the way, what do you do if someone gives you a gift and you just didn't have a gift for them?
Maybe
shrink and die.
I say, thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Because what that says to me is either I've misread the situation or they're being generous. And sometimes, generosity can be a two-way street, but generosity is not an invoice that you have to pay. Sometimes people give gifts simply for...
Say that one more
put
time.
Put that on a throw pillow, honestly.
I'm stitching it right now. Generosity is not an invoice you have to pay. There is so much good that people have inside them that they want to share with you. And if you start thinking of it as a debt that you have to pay back, then you're losing out on that generosity. So
you don't have to run out and just buy them something. You can just say, thank you. Oh my God.
Maybe send them a picture of you using the gift later on. Say, I'm still thinking about it. I love getting a text in August that someone's like, I'm still reading that book you gave me. I love it. That's all I need. That's all I need.
We want to hear from you if you have a favorite or least favorite thing about holiday parties. studio2@whyy.org. Adam, you already got an email for you. This is from Johnny, okay?
Okay. Let's hear what Johnny has to say.
So I love, love, love Adam's work. Mm-hmm. I was working at Ripplewood in Ardmore Music Hall and got to see New Year's Eve with Low Cut Connie. So fun. What a performance. Does Adam enjoy holiday cocktails, or did I hear no drinking?
As wild as my shows tend to be, my dirty little secret is I do not imbibe whatsoever.
At all. Teetotaler. Yeah.
Has that
not
been
anymore.
through your whole career?
No.
Okay.
No, the last 5
that was a quick
years.
No.
The last 5 years. And, as I get older and I've got this crazy athletic job to do, I got to take better care of myself. And also, in the land of inebriated people,
It's good
the
to be.
The sober man is king.
Well, can I? That's actually a question. That transitions to a question for Eric. Mm-hmm. So you're having a lot of people over, and these days lots of people have different restrictions mm-hmm. around food, around drink. I want to make everyone feel welcome. But at the same time, look, people that want to indulge, this is the time to do it. This is the season for it. How do I walk that line as a holiday party host?
Yeah. One, labels. Labels, labels, yes. labels. On labels. Food, on drinks,
the
on
non-alcoholic
the punch,
version.
Non-alcoholic, you know, I like to put the full ingredients list on anything that I'm serving, whether it's food or alcohol, and then checking in with people. I'm just saying, you know, if you know someone doesn't drink and you are aware of sort of where they are with their journey, you might not have to like check in with them like with, you know, kid gloves. But if you're someone is like newly sober or is trying not to drink, you can sort of check in and say like, hey, there's going to be some champagne at the party. Yeah. Is that cool? Yeah. That's all you have to ask. You don't have to treat anybody like they are delicate. You just have to communicate. Communication is the key.
And by the way, Eric, we loved having you here.
I feel
we
so
feel
much better
prepared for this party.
For this party.
And by the way, people should check out Asking Eric, the column that you write. It's in all sorts of publications.
Yeah, it's in 100 newspapers around the country, including a couple local here, one in New Jersey, and the Inquirer.
Yeah, so we're equipped.
We're ready to go.
To talk to people, Eric, to make sure, yeah.
Oh, Eric Thomas, thank you so much
me.
For stopping by the pre-holiday party.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I love your sweatshirt.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, Adam. Woo. I love it.
We got a good vibe in here.
Yes. It's starting to pick up.
The
I can
vibe
feel it.
Master, Adam, over here.
My nerves are melting away.
Yes.
Boogie woogie here.
I know. That's the Adam stank right there. All right.
Now, Cherry, I may be mistaken, but I just heard like a soothing, whispery sound somewhere in the room.
I think I heard it too. Oh, it's Betsy Kenny. Hey, Betsy. And you might know her from her wildly popular Philly ASMR videos on Instagram.
Cherry, that's too nice.
How
that's
are
too
you?
Nice. I gotta say this to yous too. Uh-oh. Cherry, Avi, yous look beautiful today.
Oh my God.
Yous look beautiful. I know a lot of the listeners, they can't see, but I'll let yous know, they look beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't know. So what, I mean, I'm curious, what about our outfits you particularly like, Betsy?
Colorful. I like the tinsel vest.
Yes. Thank you.
You
Cherry's
can do a little
very tinsel-y.
ASMR with that. And you got a little flamingo going on.
Flamingo is a good word to say in that accent. Mm-hmm.
Flamingo.
Flamingo.
Actually, flamingo. I know that. That's just what I'm going to go with. Flamingo.
Flamingo.
I love it. And so, you know, I know you love holiday parties, Betsy.
Oh, I love them. I love them, but I gotta say this.
Uh-oh.
They can be so stressful, especially for yous two as a host.
Yes.
There's a lot riding on it.
There's so much.
I know, but yous are doing a wonderful job, and
thank
I just
you.
Gotta, I was wondering if I could give you a few little tips.
We'll take it.
And for
we'll
the
take
listeners.
It. Yes.
Oh, I mean, from
yes.
you, Betsy Kenny, absolutely.
Oh,
my goodness.
Oh, that, stop it. All right. So what I want to say is when I get nervous at parties and I get anxious, which is a lot, mm-hmm. and a lot of people go, no, come on, you get nervous.
You? Yeah,
I go, oh, yeah. You know why? I get anxious because people are coming up to me with all their problems. I'm like, I can't solve them.
Mm-hmm.
So something I like to do, I like to go in the corner of the room and do a little ASMR for myself or a friend that's feeling anxious.
Okay. Oh.
And for those of you that don't know what ASMR is, it's autonomous sensory meridian response.
Oh.
Okay, that's good to know.
That's the scientific word.
Yeah, that helps.
And
like
what
that.
It does is it just calms your body.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
And then
okay,
it'll make you feel calm.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to do, for me, I have a little Wawa hoagie right here that I'm going to tap on. Well, I like to do it with Philly-specific foods.
Okay.
Because it just, you know, that speaks to me and my heart.
Uh-huh.
But you do it with whatever works for you in the moment
so
at a party.
Okay. Should we all be quiet?
Everybody should be quiet. And I just want to say to the
listeners.
That's
you too, Adam, by the way. You have to be quiet.
Oh, yeah. No,
be quiet.
No slamming on those keys.
IK, I'll be quiet.
Okay. Okay. Uh-oh. I see what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
That little low-cut Connie over there has got it going
He's
on.
Such a cutie, isn't he?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I mean, my husband's listening, so you better stop.
Uh-oh.
So this might put you to, like, it might make you feel too calm, and you might fall asleep if you're driving in your car, so be careful.
Okay.
And I know I don't want to put anyone to sleep, but you're listening to WHYY, you might be used to that.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I had to say that. I'm just kidding. I love WHYY. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here I go.
I'm not even doing the bit. It is working.
My heart rate.
My heart rate's dropping.
Going down.
Okay.
Adam, are you okay? Are you okay over there?
Oh my God, he's asleep on the keys.
Yo, I feel great.
Yeah, there you go.
I feel the relaxing. I feel my muscles. Yep. You know, detensing. The
That's the scientific term. Yes.
I'm going to do this one. Now that's me rubbing a crimpet on my shirt. So that doesn't stick to the package when I open it and eat it in the corner later. And also, I brought my own food because sometimes you don't like what the hosts at the party have. So that's just another little tip.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Trick.
If they don't have hoagies and they don't have crimpets.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. Ew.
Ew.
By the way, what were Christmas parties like for you growing up? Where did you grow up?
They're nuts.
They're nuts.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I grew up in Northeast Philadelphia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard some people were guessing that I'm from all sorts of places over here at WHYY, so I just wanted to set the record straight.
Northeast Philly.
The question is, what high school?
Oh, thank you so much for asking what high school I went to. I went to Nazareth Academy.
There it is.
Nazareth.
Shout out to Nazareth.
All the nuns are listening.
Yeah, all the
Hi,
Nazareth
sisters.
Girls. Yes.
I drove them nuts because I was always riding the elevator when I shouldn't be.
Yeah. Well, that would drive me nuts, too. So you asked about, I was asking about your Christmas parties as a kid growing up in Northeast Philadelphia,
and
you said they were nuts.
They were nuts. So there's just so many people. I have so many cousins. Sorry, I'm going to talk and I don't have that thick of an accent.
Okay, go for it.
Sorry.
So the accent is gone. So this is your real,
this is my real voice.
Betsy voice. Yes.
Bye accent, Betsy.
Bye. Oh, she just left.
She just left.
Yeah, I grew up in Northeast Philly. I have a gigantic Irish Catholic family. There's so many cousins I've never counted, which is also insane. Like so many first cousins.
Are you being real?
You
literally don't know how many?
No, and I'm so sorry. They're like all listening, and I don't
like,
know how
hey,
many.
Cousins.
But you don't. They don't know which one you're forgetting, so it's fair.
Yeah, exactly.
It's probably safer that way.
Yeah.
So when did you decide? You know what? What made you decide you were gonna flip and do this Philly accent and do ASMR?
I did a Philly accent on TikTok and it blew up. It was about, I did like Philly's Karen, the lady who stole the baseball from the kid.
So that's recent.
That was recent.
2 months ago, yeah.
Yeah. And people were like banging down my door to do more. And I'm like, oh, every time I post a video that's not with the Philly accent, it doesn't do as well. And then
Absolutely.
When I do one with the Philly accent, people are like, they like it.
The algorithm knows.
The algo knows.
The algo knows.
So yeah, I just like started and I thought it would be funny to do a Philly accent mixed with ASMR because people describe the Philly accent as nails on a chalkboard. So I thought it would be funny to combine those two. And people do find it weirdly calming.
Relax. It is very calming.
The bit works.
And, the bit works.
And I absolutely love it. And you are a performer as well.
Yeah, I am.
And
I'm
so
a
it
comedian,
all works
yeah.
together.
Thanks, Sherry.
We still have not heard about what your Christmas parties were like.
So,
as
I just want to say this really quickly. I have so many aunts and uncles and so many cousins, and they got too big that nobody's house could hold them anymore. And now we have to have them at a VFW, and
what?
I'm the one in charge of collecting money.
Oh, that's terrible.
I got a charge per head. And yo, for those of you that didn't pay me yet, you got to pay me on
Venmo. Wow, you coming for them. You heard it here, folks.
The family Christmas parties at a VFW?
We changed last year. We did a venue change. We couldn't fit in the house anymore because kids were ruining the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now
whoever's house was like, you can't have it at my place.
Aunt Kathy said you can't have it.
Sorry, Aunt Kathy.
No, well, we were doing it catered, but now we pay for catering.
Well, that's what the head
and
charges
that's what
for.
That's
what the head charges
Got
for.
It.
It's a cash bar.
And I wish you luck. I wish you luck.
Can
with
I
the
get
cousins.
An invite or no? Because you have to be a part of the family.
Avi, that's a really good question. I will throw it to the chairs for that one.
There's
and we'll
a whole
get back
committee.
To you. There's a committee.
Well, we have to say goodbye to you now, Betsy.
Can I totally understand.
And you can follow Betsy.
Yeah, after I didn't get an invite, you're gone.
You can follow Betsy on Instagram at B Kenny. And Kenny has an E at the end. And at the B beginning.
Yeah, two E's. E-N-N-E-Y. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming, Betsy.
Thank you so much.
Yes, comedian Betsy Kenny.
I do
AKA
feel better.
Billy A-S-M-R on social media. I feel better, too. And you know what? I'm going to bring my own food.
That's not a bad idea.
I already have hot sauce in my bag.
We were doing a comedic bit, but honestly, bringing your own
snacks,
it just depends. Some are some.
Unless you know it's going to be good.
I mean, yeah. Well, look, we just talked to Betsy, right?
Yeah.
And she told us about all the family she has.
Yeah.
And some of her family's local, but.
Yep. We got
people coming from out of town. And we're going to get some advice for them on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere. Yeah. Oh my God.
All right.
The mood level is so much. My anxiety is gone.
Yeah.
Thanks to Betsy and Adam and Eric.
Yes.
And welcome back, everybody, by the way, to Studio 2's Holiday Party Extravaganza.
Extravaganza.
I'm so sorry. I'm Avi Wolfman Aaron.
And I'm Cherry Gregg. All this hour, we have Adam from Low Cut Condi playing live for us on the piano. You just heard him play us into the segment. And this is a party. We have a couple more guests slated to arrive.
But first, let me read some comments.
Yeah.
We got because we're asking folks this hour what you love or hate about the holidays and holiday parties. Mm-hmm. Craig Wilson on YouTube says, the thing that excites me about the holidays is getting together with my brothers and sisters.
Aww.
We get together and party till the sun comes up. That's Adam's type of party, right?
Yeah.
And by the way, Ellen Tracy Lender on YouTube says, something about Avi saying boogie woogie made me laugh out loud. So you're making him laugh.
I can't pull off boogie woogie, Adam.
I thought you did okay, but you got to do it more in the Philly ASMR accent.
Yeah. Boogie.
Boogie woogie.
You got to say, yo, play some boogie woogie.
Woogie. I love it.
So we do have some more guests that to arrive. Yep. I think I see one right now. Ben Nguyen, who is the Senior Director of Communications at Visit Philadelphia over by the Tomato Pie. There she is. Hey,
Ben.
Hi.
Welcome to the party.
Thanks for having me. You were just at our party last week.
I know.
So party to be here.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's all about exchange this time of year. We're so glad we ran into you, by the way, because, you know, I've got three generations of family that are going to be here over the next week or so, and I don't know what to do with them here in Philadelphia to make sure they have a good time.
Yeah, so you got to give Avi a list of places where he can take the fam. We want to start with the kids?
Yeah, make us the kids. Start with the kids.
Well, what's nice is you have the opposite problem where there's too much to do.
Yes.
So you really need to figure out what it is that they like to do and then narrow it down from there. The first thing I know kids love is sweets because everyone loves sweets. And we just launched our first ever Philly bakery map with 30 spots on there with spots from all across the city in various neighborhoods, iconic spots like Iskro's to new ones like Majdal Bakery. So it's just a great opportunity to take them on a stroll, get them a sweet treat somewhere, a croissant, a cannoli, and then walk it off and check out holiday lights.
I like that.
Iskro's, by the way, I just have to break in because you know Adam.
Yeah.
You know.
This is our foodie.
I live near Iskro. Yeah, yeah. I smell that amazing smell all day.
The great question is Iskro's. Their food's amazing, by the way. Are they pumping out smell? Because the smell goes like three blocks wide.
They don't have to advertise.
They don't have to advertise. You just follow your nose.
It's amazing. And I actually walk the other way because I'm on a diet kind of perpetually.
Yeah.
And I don't want the temptation.
So you got to avoid this bakery map, but we're going to indulge.
We're going to indulge. And our family want to indulge.
Yeah,
and so it's
of
Christmas.
Course.
So it's the holidays. So what about my cool cousin?
Oh, okay.
Where do I take the cool cuz?
You're trying to impress.
I'm trying to impress.
All right. Let me think about that. What does she like to do? What is she into?
You know, they like a little bit of outside, you know, show off the cute coat and
maybe
have some music or something
like that.
Music, culture. Yeah, culture.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Okay, so like I said, Philly is the most walkable place in the country and it's cold outside, but it's so beautiful to walk around. You go to Christmas Village, check out all of the shops. There's over 100 vendors and they're all so cool. She can find a new hat, a new jacket.
Mm-hmm. Do a little shopping.
Some Philly swag. And then you can bop over and check out some cool light shows. I don't know if she's into the sparkle darkle. So that's another activity that she can do. And at nighttime, because she probably wants to go out when she's here
of
at
course,
night and,
of course.
You know, get away from the family a little bit.
You can't be
break
all,
away.
Yeah.
You can't be all family all the time now.
Mm-hmm. Tis the season. There's so many festive holiday bar pop-ups, restaurants.
Oh,
so
bar
you
pop-up.
You got to take her to a few in the city. Mm-hmm. I know Walnut Wonderland at Walnut Garden has a pop-up. McGillin's Old Ale House has beautiful holiday decor. And it's just a great time to get a festive drink and be merry in
absolutely.
A beautiful,
like
cool
be
holiday
merry.
Setting.
Maybe even meet someone at a bar in the holiday
season. Cool. That cool cousin's on the lookout.
Does your cool cousin like live music?
Loves live
because,
music.
Because
yes.
Low Cut Connie will be playing. You want to plug that?
Oh, I mean, if you insist, you could bring your cool cousin to Ardmore Music Hall December 30th or 31st. There's still some tickets available to a great rock and roll show, Low Cut Connie.
Ooh.
There you go.
Yeah, that knocks it out of the park. Mm-hmm. By the way, another comment for Adam from a listener. Joe says, hey there, Cherry, Avi, and Adam. Would you please ask Adam if he would play Christmas Makes Me Cry? Thanks and happy holidays. I would say stay tuned, Joe.
Stay tuned.
Maybe.
So what about the parents?
The parents and the grandparents.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because you know they probably want to see a matinee.
Yes.
And then go home and
yeah, they might not
want
to be when it gets dark.
Yeah, they don't
want
to go out to
it. Yeah.
So what's really cool is, have you heard of TKTS?
No, but that's a band, TKTS.
No, it's actually, exactly. So it's Discounted Broadway Tickets. There's only 4 booths in the world, and Philadelphia is one of those locations.
Well, how does this work?
And so what you do is go down to the visitor center day of, let's say you have grandparents in or your parents want to see a last minute show. You just show up there and see what they have available. There's tons of different holiday shows, musicals, plays, performances, and you can buy them day of for 40%, 50%, 60% off.
Now, you know,
their usual prices.
Your girl loves a discount, so that
me
is
too.
Good. I did not know that.
Yeah, so that's just a great last minute option for families coming in and they're like, what do we want to do? Where do we want to take the grandparents or, you know, family coming in? And there's also so many holiday shows. I mean, it's so special to see the Nutcracker during this time.
You were talking about that.
I was talking about that.
Yeah.
I last saw the Philly Ballet's A Nutcracker in college, and it was like
it was really good.
It was so memorable. Like, I can still remember, like, specific snapshots of the performance, and I guess I'll date myself here. This is probably 2007, 2008. I mean, it sticks with you, that show.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I am curious, are there activities where I could sort of bridge the generations, kind of take
everybody.
Yeah.
Yes.
Big group. Yeah.
There's so many, especially if you're looking to venture out to the region too. Of course, there's so many things in the city.
Yeah.
But Longwood Gardens is such a magical experience, especially during the holidays, during the day or at night. They have dazzling lights, and it's just something that you can walk around with your whole entire family, and they have restaurants at the gardens. So you could bop in, get at lunch, keep gardening and walking around, checking out all the lights. They have performances, and they also do a lot of themed music to the lights. So it's a little light show performance.
Yeah. That's for you, Adam,
grandma,
the music.
And little cousin would all love it.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to warm up and maybe get like a sauna type treatment or something. Is there somewhere
indoor
that you
stuff?
Recommend? Yeah, I want to warm up these cold little hands I've got.
that's
any indoor stuff. Yeah.
There is actually down by the American Swedish Museum in South Philly, there's a new sauna collective where you can go enjoy the sauna, warm up, get a little sweat, detox.
Look,
yeah,
you can detox.
That's where
Adam.
I'm gonna be.
Detox all the festive drinks you had the night before.
By the way, Anna on Facebook has a suggestion. Anna says, go to the zoo. They have an amazing night light show this time of year.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The zoo is such a great one, especially for kids, too.
Yeah.
So that's another wonderful option. There's so many.
I might be going to the sauna, though. That did sound
that
pretty darn
good.
Yeah.
You can sweat a little
and
bit.
And honestly, if you want to see it all and you don't want to do the work and planning the itinerary, there are actually BYOB holiday trolleys.
No.
So you could hop on a trolley, bring your own. Your whole family can come. You can drink.
You can spike that knob.
Exactly. Spike you don't even have to drive.
Baby, yes.
And you can stay warm so you're not walking around in the cold. Wow, and they actually drop you off in South Philly to see the lights, in Center City, at all these locations, and you just hop on and off.
Whisked around town. You just whisked us all over the
gave
region.
Gave us a that whole was, itinerary was, for the crew.
That was Ben Nguyen, who is the Senior Director of Communications at Visit Philadelphia. That was so lovely. Thank you so much, nice. Ben.
Thanks
so
for having me. I'll see you around Philly. Yes. Of course.
She's a good guest.
I love it.
You need someone like that at the holiday party.
Mm-hmm. Tell you where to go, how to have a good time.
I didn't see the sauna thing coming.
Uh-huh.
But I had heard about it because, you know, I live near there.
Yeah.
And I've seen them. I've seen pictures of these. They're like little pop-up saunas. And you know, it's at FDR Park.
Yeah, down there, South Philly.
That's
yeah.
where the sauna is.
We have to go down there. You like that area. You've gone to that park and all that.
We could do a whole thing on this, but that is, for me, the quintessential Philadelphia park is FDR.
You always talk so fondly about FDR
I do. It's
park.
A beautiful place.
Yeah.
It's a melting pot. I love FDR. Anyways, I'm sorry.
Another thing we love him right now is Adam on the keys.
Yeah, yeah.
Putting the stank all over holiday music.
It's popping off at WHYY, baby.
Okay, so Cherry, you know, I do wonder now. We've gotten the mood level significantly higher.
Yeah,
now.
I'm feeling good.
So it might be time to make some sort of toast. You know, we do a show 4 days of the week, but it's not often that we get to do a Studio 2 holiday party.
No, this is our first one.
Extravaganza.
I know.
So I'm just getting tongue-tied thinking about what to say during this momentous occasion.
So isn't that local comedian Chip Chantry over there?
What?
He's about to spike eggnog. I talked you up, Chip. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Happy holidays. The place looks amazing, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
This table looks like my Aunt Linda's house, but I'm not going to get yelled at for touching anything. Like, that's a good feel. I love it.
Chip, you know, we called you over here because we know you have some ideas for a good holiday toast.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So if you want to make a toast, holidays or otherwise, this is what you got to do. You just got to remember the four Q's. That's all it is. Speaking of the Q's earlier, the four Q's.
Okay.
Q, 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 Q.
Okay.
Keep it quick.
Quick.
Have a quip.
Quip.
Share a quote.
Quote.
And end with something quality. All right. That's all you got to do. So you keep it quick. You are literally holding a party hostage. Nobody wants you to talk. It's not an evening with you. Keep it snappy. Keep it quick. To the point. Have a quip. Make a little joke. Nothing off color. Nothing crazy. Just like, you know, less is more. They'll laugh if you say something relatively funny. It lightens the mood. And then if you want to get deep, share a quote. Like something a little bit deep. But maybe that can even be part of the joke, you know, where it's like you say something, you know, as, you know, Mark Twain once said, and then you make a joke about that. And then just end with something quality. Something nice about the person or the place you're with
earnest.
Or the people you're with.
Something earnest. And so people can drink.
So they can drink and say something nice at the end. You're in, you're out.
I think this would work for the same basic tenets would work for between song banter, Adam, sort of. And that's, I don't know how you approach banter.
Oh, well, banter is a lost art almost.
Yeah.
You know, it's the glue. When you go see a concert and you see somebody tuning their guitar silently in between songs, like all the air goes out the room.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It does. So how you stitch things together and how you set up the next thing, like you guys do so beautifully on your show every day. See how I did that?
Amazing. Quality.
That's
right
quality,
there.
Right,
quality
there.
Right there. Quality, Adam.
So that's number one. So I love the QQQQ. Yeah. So do you have a toast for us? Can you toast it up? Oh, we'll wait.
I think we're going to
make a drink.
Yes.
We can't toast without a drink.
Because you're also an amateur bartender.
Very amateur bartender.
So
very amateur.
So what is your skill level over here?
Okay,
Chip?
So I'm an ideas guy, Adam, okay? I'm the ideas guy. This is what I do. I like to come up with festive, so I have a couple of holiday cocktails, Philly-themed holiday cocktails that I think could be a lot of fun.
Okay, give it to him.
Okay, so first of all, in honor of the snow we had this week, okay, this first drink is called the 2-hour delay.
Okay. Okay.
It's vodka, heavy cream, ice, it's cold, it's white, and you won't be getting to work until at least 11 o'clock tomorrow.
There you go. Boom.
You
go.
All right.
2-hour delay.
Yeah, there it is. Okay. Get those ready. Get those bumps ready, okay?
This next one from my wonderful South Philly, right by FDR Park, too. That's where I live.
Yeah.
Okay, this one is, the margarita is more of a summery drink.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
This is called the South Philly Park-arita.
Park-arita.
Okay, so this
I
is
like
dedicated
that.
To parking in South Philly at Christmas time, especially if there's snow on the ground.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you take a White Russian.
Yeah.
You blend it with ice. You give it a nice salt rim so you don't slip. and then you garnish it with a bright orange carrot to make it look like a parking cone. So nobody steals your spot.
That's good. There it is, Adam.
I
love it.
That's good.
This next one I think is my favorite.
Hit me.
Okay. It's called the Wanamaker Building.
Ooh, this time of year, very festive.
The Wanamaker Building. Mm-hmm. It comes in a beautiful, ornate, antique glass.
Ooh.
And it's totally empty. Nothing's inside. Let's get that filled up. Let's fill that up. I want to see something.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's true. And they say they're going to fill it. They say it's coming.
Yeah. Yes, I think so. And I'm going to be so happy when it does. Okay, this next one. Are you ready for this?
Are we ready?
It's got Christmas colors, but it's Eagles themed.
Ooh, okay.
Go Birds.
The Birds are playing the Commanders on Saturday. We got a Saturday game. Mm-hmm. Nice red and green clash for the holidays.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is just a glass of creme de menthe with a cherry garnish.
Ooh.
It's called the Blitz beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Blitz beginning to look a lot like Christmas. A little eagle flying.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is. Beautiful. And it's just like the game on Saturday. It's going to be just one single red cherry, just surrounded by a sea of green. That's what it's going to be. So go Birds.
Are there more? We got more?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And then we have a Mummers-inspired one. Okay. This is coming up. We have the Fancy Brigade.
Okay.
The Fancy Brigade, it's served in martini glass. Very fancy. Okay. It's gin, vodka, blue curacao, pineapple juice, and grenadine, garnished with a beautiful umbrella. It's fun, it's colorful, and just like the parade, the buzz is going to last about 3 hours longer than you expect.
There is so much buzz. That makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I mean, I've been to the aftermath of that parade, and that's what it is. Things are consumed.
Did you guys know Miracle on 13th Street?
Yes.
The beautiful lit street by East Pashyunk? Okay, it's called the Miracle on 13th. It's just any IPA wrapped with lights. That's all we need. Yeah.
So we got to get ready to drink.
Let's do this.
So we got a whole situation. You're set up here, Chip.
There's actual booze here? Describe this for our folks.
This one, I love this one. This is called the Brotherly Love, and I had some help with this one, all right?
Okay.
So this is called the Brotherly Love. We're going to make it. It's for the festive time of year, okay? So it's an ounce and a half of whiskey.
Oh.
Okay. So that's what we're going to do. So we're going to make this. Like I said, I am very amateur. Okay. Do we have time to do this?
I think the people listening at home need to understand that there is actual alcoholic drinking going on.
This is happening.
WHYY
against
right
company
now.
Policy. Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. So we got some whiskey in there, and then we got our
lemon juice in there.
Zest it up just a little bit. And then we have, you ready for this?
And I can smell it.
Then we have some egg whites. We're going to make it fancy. We got some egg whites.
Oh, that's going to add a little little fizzy at the top.
Just a little fizz. Yeah.
How long have those egg whites been sitting out? We don't know.
I don't know either.
Just don't even worry about it.
Mm-mm. Absolutely.
And what's that? What did you just pour?
And then we have some spiced simple syrup.
Come on, Chip. Now we talk.
Look at all this. We're gonna shake it up. Shake it up really well, especially because of those egg whites.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Chip, if you really want to make this Philly, you should put some Jimmies in there.
I should put some Jimmies. Get some salt, just like
that's a good
you know how to put
nice
stank
soft
on stuff,
pretzel.
Adam.
You really do. See,
you
this is
really,
why.
Really do.
All right, and then we're gonna have a nice glass right.
We got
here.
Ice, oh big fat ice cubes.
Ice
on
cubes,
there. Yeah.
Right here, yeah. And we're gonna do this. All right, I told you I'm very amateur right here.
No, this is perfect.
We're making this happen. It smells delicious. So we have.
I can smell it from here.
Ice. Did they give us the ice? We didn't have the rest of the ice. All right, but I'm gonna give you guys one.
We're gonna share this ice.
Here we go. And then we're going to garnish it with some orange, with a little cherry.
Oh, wow.
Look, all right.
This is so chaotic.
Here we go.
Like,
this is the most chaotic thing
Chip
I've ever done,
done
in my life. So cheers to you two right
okay.
here.
Thank you so much. Oh, my Thank God. You. Chip Chantry.
Chip.
Okay, so now it's a quick toast to take us out, I think.
A quick toast. And this is two. Oh, and here we go.
You want one? I got two of these things. If you want to.
Here we go. And this is the brotherly love. Because in Philadelphia, we went Christmas to last all year, and not just because I leave my Christmas lights up until August.
Yeah.
There we go. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
All right.
All right.
L'chaim.
Mm. Mm. Dang, that's pretty darn good. This, you know what it is? It's the spiced simple syrup.
That's what it is.
I got a little bit of that egg white yolk. Oh, mine. I think it got me. I'm going to eat this cherry.
That was local comedian Chip Chantry. Mm-hmm. You can follow him on Instagram at Chip Chantry. Thank you for swinging by our party, Chip.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Okay, so we have to refill the hoagie platter. But coming up, we're going to turn things over to Adam Wiener of Low Cut Connie, who has an original Christmas song to share.
Yay.
Get ready, Adam.
I'm ready.
Oh, welcome back to the Studio 2 Holiday Party Extravaganza. I'm Avi Wolfman-Aaron.
And I'm Cherry Gregg. I feel very warm and fuzzy inside.
And
because
centered.
I know, because all hour we've been joined by Adam Wiener from Low Cut Connie. He's been live at the piano.
And by the way,
stank all over the holiday music.
And we must reiterate that you can catch Adam and Low Cut Connie mm-hmm. at Ardmore Music Hall on December 30th and 31st. What a great way to spend New Year's Eve.
Yeah, sounds great. Yeah, Adam, by the way, I think this party is going great.
It's been fun to be at
yeah,
the very least.
And
it's been very nice.
Yeah, I learned some things.
I hope it's the first of many. And I hope you leave this piano in this room.
That would be great.
Because this, I got to tell you, this is a gorgeous piano.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
And again, like I very rarely get to play a piano this nice. You really mm-hmm. have a historic thing here.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you are enjoying it because we're enjoying you. And we did some sound-based meditation earlier.
Yep. We're drinking.
Yeah.
Now
we had
drinking.
A festive drink.
You drank
you
eggs.
Know? I had eggs in there.
Okay, Cherry's drink had maybe a disproportionate amount of eggs. In fairness to Chip, he was
under the gun.
Under like, the gun, making
yeah, the
that
pressure.
Drink.
Pressure was here. But how are you feeling? You had the yours was at a disproportionate amount of whiskey.
And
yours,
and
how
I
you
feel
feeling?
Amazing. I don't drink often. Even yeah. having a little bit of booze really does something to me. So I am now in a very good mood for the the end of the show.
Uh-huh.
But look, this time of year.
Yeah.
It does feel high stakes.
It does.
For a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, families
yeah.
in town, parties are had, memories are made. You want to be a good host, a good gift giver, a
yeah,
good friend.
All those
but,
things. All the things.
The emotions of the holidays, Adam, they can get kind of complex, right?
I think so. You know, people talk about this season. It means different things to different people.
Sure does. Yeah.
For some people, it's a joyful season. For some, it's a holy season. But for a lot of people, it's a time of sadness.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, for a lot of different reasons. And I don't want to forget those people. There's a lot of people out there that are going through some things right now.
Yeah.
And this season can kind of highlight that for people.
Sure can.
Yeah. And so, Adam, you have an original Christmas song that gets into that. And yeah. we'd love it if you would play it for us.
Okay. This is called Christmas Makes Me Cry. Mm. Staring up at the ceiling, such a strange kind of feeling. Waiting for sympathy, waiting for sympathy. Living in my apartment, working in my department. Waiting for sympathy, waiting for sympathy to arrive. But nobody speaks to me. In the mall there's a choir. Everybody's inspired. Singing their sympathy. Sharing their sympathy. And I feel it surround me. All the children around me sharing their sympathy, feeling their sympathy for a while. It's been so far away from me. Something tells me Christmas time is here. Everything is nice this time of year. Get the family together. Tell me what could be better. I can't tell you why Christmas makes me cry. And the evening is magic, but it's also so tragic. Sharing our sympathy. Feeling our sympathy. It's like a dream without sorrow. Till we wake up tomorrow. Losing our sympathy. Waiting for sympathy to arrive. Something tells me Christmas time is here. Everyone is nice this time of year. Mistletoe above 'em, take your stockings and stuff 'em. I can't tell you why Christmas makes me cry.
Beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful.
It's aching. I am curious as an artist, Adam, if it's intimidating to try to approach writing a holiday song, because there are so many. And I don't know. I would feel a lot of pressure to deliver on a holiday song.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, like there's so many emotions that go around this time of year. Yeah. It's in some ways you just got to like grab one and put it into a song.
Yeah. And it is a good canvas.
There's a lot of songs that are party Christmas songs. There's salacious Christmas songs. There's there's all kinds, but I wrote that song just to try to remember that there's a lot of complexity to this time of year.
Yeah. And we felt that complexity and just how you sang that song. What do you think makes, you know, when there's a large number of Christmas songs you could choose to sing.
Yeah.
What makes, how do you take a song that has already been played and sort of make it your own? Make it Adam.
Well, listen, I mean, there's a million of them, but there's a few that really stand out. And if being a singer is like being an actor.
Yeah.
You have to believe and be able to embody the words that you're saying, you know? And so I try to play songs, whatever songs or cover songs that I do, it's got to be music that resonates with me, that I can put across the feeling, you know.
But someone commented here, I just want to read this. Kathleen Pierce on YouTube says, beautiful composition, Adam. It made me cry.
Yeah. Oh.
Thank you. So what does move you when you think about the holiday songs that really speak to you? Do they have a common element?
One thing I love about music from this time of year, but also music in general, is songs are like a language of their own. And I love songs that are happy, sad.
Yes.
You know,
a little bit of it.
It's not always black or white. It's not always this is a party song and this is a sad song. There's so much music that I love that falls in between, right? I was just listening to, on the way over here, to Otis Redding, Dock of the Bay, in honor of the late, great Steve Cropper, who co-wrote that song. Yeah. Listen to the song Dock of the Bay. Is that a happy song or a sad song? I'm not really sure. It's kind of its own emotional landscape.
Yeah, and it could be whatever the person listening wants it to be.
Sure.
However they're feeling.
Well, and I think we were talking about this before the show, and I said my favorite holiday song is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
That's among one of the my favorite, too.
And to me, that's a song that does that. There's happiness in it. There's nostalgia. That nostalgia is tinged with some sadness.
There's sadness and hope in that song.
Yeah.
Sadness and hope.
And so, you know, what gives you hope? You know, people feel stressed. They feel all sorts of things around the holidays.
Let's just be honest. There's so much going on in this world right now that could get us all depressed every single day. And I have a wonderful job, which is that I get to play music for people every day. And for me, music is my lifeline. It's my medicine. It lifts me up. It brings people together. You know, I do concerts for people from all walks of life, and I see them put their arms around each other. I do this thing at my show that shouldn't be a revolutionary act, but in these days it is, where I ask people to take a second and introduce themselves to one new person, make one new friend at our shows. And it's really important to have art in our lives. Music does that. Film does that. All kind of art. It's the best of us. It brings us together. And so I lean on that in tough times.
I love that.
And you talked about lifting people up. And you did that today. We did that today for Dandelion.
I feel lifted.
Dandelion Greens on YouTube says, this is so much fun. It feels like I'm at a holiday party with that. Actually having to go to a holiday party, my kind of festivity. Thanks, all. That's one of our regulars on YouTube. So thank you, Dandelion.
And Grace. I know that Adam's going to play us out of the show. But before we do that, we have to say thank you to a few folks. I want to say thank you to our producers, Debbie Builder, Andreas Copes, and Hazel Mae Bryan. Thanks to Mike Schiffler, our visual producer, And thanks to Al Banks and Tina Calique, who engineered today's show. We also had help from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Thank you so much for your help. And our executive producers, Kevin McCrory, Joan Isabella, is our general manager of audio. From Studio 2 here at WHYY in Philadelphia, I'm Cherry Gregg.
I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt. It's been a pleasure.
Yes.
From our Studio 2 family to yours, happy holidays. And Adam, take it away.
Well, I was hoping you guys would sing along with me.
Okay.
Wolfman and Cherry Gregg. Is G sharp good for you?
We'll try.
Go ahead.
And if you're listening at home, WHYY listeners, I hope everybody has a beautiful week, a beautiful month, and I hope for all wonderful things for all of you in 2026. Snow's coming down,
I'm
watching it fall. Christmas, people around.
Christmas,
baby, please come home.
Christmas,
church bells in town.
Christmas,
a ringing with joy.
Christmas,
such a happy sound.
Christmas,
baby, please come home. They're singing Deck the Halls, but it's not like Christmas at all. 'Cause I remember when you were here and all the fun that we had last year.
Christmas.
I love everybody listening to this show right now. You're beautiful. And if you ever wanted to hear Avi and Cherry sing, you're getting it today.
We apologize.
So sorry.
Christmas.
The lights on a tree.
Christmas.
I'm watching them shine.
Christmas.
Wish you were here with me.
Christmas.
Baby, please come home.
Christmas.
They're singing Deck the Halls.
A bum bum.
It's not like Christmas at all.
A bum bum.
'Cause I remember when you were here.
A bum bum.
And all the joy that we shared last year.
Christmas.
If there was a way,
Christmas,
to hold back these tears.